You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, David, couple of ticket texts. We'll go to the phones. Micah Parsons injury update to kind of begin Lions game week. Could be something to monitor. You know, you just don't read guy might need an epidural to get in a game Sunday. If you don't have to face Parsons twice, that's a win. Go ahead.
Didn't Micah Parsons have to pass a physical at Green Bay before they traded for him? I just don't get this part of it. That's Marty in Gross Point. Someone else says, Schefter is making this story out more than it's supposed to be. I guarantee you there will be a handful of guys on Sunday getting the same shot and playing.
Okay, fine. Do you believe those players will be at 100%? Some of you really just miss the main thing. It's like you want to argue in the margins. The idea is might not be 100%. It's not that he's the only guy this weekend, but he's the only guy I care about because the Lions play him. Swear to God, some of these people didn't graduate third grade.
From Richard, he says, not only Parsons might not play or be limited, but also Clark. They traded him. Who stops the run for them?
Well,
this is concerning.
All right. It's a comprehensive thing. These narratives, I swear to God, I feel like I'm on Fox News or CNN. The Pack were top 10 in every metric in stopping the run last year in a year that Kenny Clark did not have a good year. Two, they kept six defensive tackles in the preparation to trade the soon-to-be 30-year-old Kenny Clark. The idea that Kenny Clark is gone and now they will simply be UTEP versus TCU when LaDainian Tomlinson ran for 350 yards. Fine. You know what? Fine.
Let me help you with this, Mike. You're asking a lot of Lions fans. They hate the Packers. So they'll never see anything good about the Packers. And now that Parsons is the Packer, it's like, well, of course, you know, he's no good and the Packers aren't any good. And you can't be biased. So that's why I think you're getting a lot of these text messages.
Look, I hate lots of things. I just try to be even about it.
I understand.
Did I say anything out of turn with U of M?
No.
I hate their guts.
No, but
So then that's my standard.
Because it was like, oh, well, you know, he's no good anyway. And yeah, okay, he is good. He's one of the best players in the NFL. Let's not do this.
I'm a Green Bay fan living in the Detroit area. I don't want Parsons to play this week. Give him the week off. Learn the defense, get healthy. It's just for the future, not about 1 week.
Yeah, it's a smart long-term move, but in the same sense, it is a divisional game and a divisional home game for you. It is a very important game.
Parsons will probably play limited snaps, and yes, that will help my team.
That's it. That's the whole point. All right, we'll go to the people. Go to Nate, 97.1. What's up, Nate?
Hey, how y'all fellas doing, man?
Hey, Nate.
All right. Hey, I had a question and a comment. The first comment is, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I'm not crying that Michael Parsons is gone because he's a really good player in the regular season, but in the playoffs, he ain't that guy. And I think probably when they play the Lions this first time, he might be effective if he plays, But I think the cold weather of Green Bay, the snow and ice is going to kind of nullify his production in Green Bay a little bit. And the next thing I want to ask you fellas is, the last 10 Super Bowl teams, I did a little research, they didn't have a pass rusher as good as Michael Parsons, the last, you know, the defenses, but they had really good defensive tackle, elite defensive tackle play. I wanted to ask y'all fellas what y'all thought about the differences in elite pass rushers and defensive tackle play. That's what I want to ask you.
The tackles elevate good players and make them great players. Right. So if you want to use the Kansas City example with Chris Jones, he elevates the play of a Karlaftis. And also, too, they run a different scheme, right, Nate. Spagnuolo blitzes and blitzes and blitzes. The Philadelphia Eagles, yeah, they have really good defensive tackle play, including a guy who does rush the passer in Jalen Carter.
Right.
But that elevates the Josh Sweats of the world. That elevates the people around you.
And to sit there and say that Micah Parsons is no good in the playoffs, Nate, no offense, your entire team's no good in the playoffs. So,
oh boy.
I don't know what to say. You haven't done anything in 30 years.
There's one other player who's had at least 12 and a half sacks his first 4 years in football. His name's Reggie White. Like, that's what Micah Parsons is doing. We don't need to demean it. It doesn't mean the Lions aren't going to win. It doesn't mean the Lions won't go out and win a Super Bowl. Can we please? I don't know what's happening in this town. I feel like there's been a lobotomy.
I think that was a little bit of a, you know, he left us, so he's no good. And it's like,
yeah, well, guess what? When did I ask to hear from a Cowboy fan?
I'm just laughing.
Hey, Cowboy fan, sit and spin.
He's
I
no
don't
good
care what happens to you.
He's no good in the playoffs. Like,
here, how stupid am I? I'm thrilled he's out of my division. I'm thrilled. The guy terrorizes the Giants. He's not there anymore.
He's not that good. He's overrated.
Oh, the cold's going to kill him. Cutscene. He played at Penn State. Okay. Let's go to...
you know what?
Why is the knee-jerk reaction in this town to make stuff up now? Like, I don't get when this started or how this started, but whether it's Michigan fan or whether it's Lions fan or whichever fan base you want to talk about, it feels like we're just making stuff up as we go. These are the rules now.
Copium.
This is the reality that I want to live in.
What is copium for 300, Alex?
Because you have a loss of truth-tellers. You have a loss of a media that just calls it like it sees it. And instead, everyone is just singing for their supper. It's all narratives. If you say this made things harder, you'll upset Lion fans. So don't say it. Write some puff piece about how it's all going to be okay and the guy's a bum, and you'll get likes and thumbs up and doodly-doos.
I hate the fact that you're correct, because it didn't used to be this way.
Correct.
But you're right. You'd rather be liked didn't give out real information.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's and it doesn't reality. Help that, frankly, I mean, look, the Lions are a really good football team. And what happens in the NFL? The really good teams get their asses kissed in continuum. Just look at the Kansas City Chiefs. Nobody wants to call out the obvious. They were the luckiest team in football last year. I got a million things I could cite. No, they just chalk it up to greatness. Not greatness. They had a horseshoe up there.
Bro,
hey, get out of here.
Once again, when you have a new rule of now, let's get rid of the chain gang, because it was kind of bad last year in that Buffalo game. Like, a new rule was started because of you and the things that were going on. That kind of tells you. Yeah.
See, but you're right about the copium, because the caller also said that Micah Parsons is going to struggle in the cold. Well, I'm sorry. He grew up in Pennsylvania.
He played at Penn State.
What do you mean? He's not from Curacao?
I mean,
I'm sorry. How many domed arenas are there in the Big Ten?
None.
So no matter where you played in November, last time I checked, pretty cold.
Dude, it's the same, and I'll get back to the callers. It's the same thing. I just got a text from a buddy of mine. Big MSU guy. All been out of shape. How could you say it's win or pack your stuff this weekend? Easy. Go ahead and lose the BC game. You know what's on tap after that? At USC, at Nebraska. If you don't win this game, you'll struggle to get to 6. It's a must win. You're at home. You're a coach who's done nothing. Go win the game.
Well, I mean, I guess he'll feel good about Youngstown State, but yes.
I think I've actually arrived at a point I don't even like Spartan fans anymore.
Here's the thing. No, let me stop you. Your buddy, minority. You would like Spartan fans, Mike. I know you've been separated a little bit. You've been doing your NFL thing, you know, big time highfalutin type of stuff. But us little Spartan fans over on the side,
yeah,
we agree with what you're saying.
Okay.
That this isn't, it appears to be just a disconnect with this football team and the fan base. And yeah, you want to see more. You should have walked away with that game, 35 points or 37 points, and let your fans go home happy instead of sounding like Amon-Ra. You know, what the heck is this?
I love how losing at home Saturday night will be okay for some people. Like, what?
No.
Get out of here. Go to Richard, 97.1. Richard, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Maybe it's a good thing that Parsons didn't come, because there was a lot of talk. I listened to, you know, radio around the United States and Dallas. They're saying the players are so glad he's gone. And I'm just wondering if he's really the kind of guy we'd want in. I know he's great as a player, but his attitude, I wonder if that would hurt.
Haven't heard it. Don't know what to tell you. Richard, I look, Richard, it's no disrespect to you. I'm going to be very nice about this, but I can't take anymore. I can't do this.
The attitude? We're talking about the attitude. No,
you know what? He once jaywalked.
Here's the thing.
He actually gave a dirty look to a teacher in the third grade. Okay? I can't do this. It was a very basic thing where I said, geez, might be a nice break for the Lions. Now, Micah Parsons, Lieutenant Dan. Okay. I'm not doing this.
His attitude.
He's not going to like the cold anyways.
Or maybe, hear me out. He just was trying to get paid, and he played the game, and he won. It's not an attitude problem. Because when an owner wins, we kiss the owner's behind, and we do whatever. And then the owner turn around and say, I need some taxpayer money for a new stadium, and we kiss their behind. But when a player does something and wins, he's got an attitude problem.
Okay.
Nope, he's a bum. He stinks.
Kenny wins.
You know what? He's not even good enough to wear the number 11. That's why he's half the man. He wears number 1.
Do you remember all the things you were saying about Bryce Underwood on Friday? That's the opposite for him. He cannot pick oranges from an apple tree.
No. I'm waiting for somebody to call up and say he can't tie his shoe or something ridiculous.
He needs somebody to cut up his water.
Maybe it's just we need the games to start. I just thought this was a very basic conversation. Guy might need epidural, might not play. How big of a benefit to the Lions? Next thing you know, I'm hearing about attitude. He doesn't like the cold weather. Wasn't worried about him anyways. What are we doing here? You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.